At the start of the sometimes contentious three-hour hearing, Roger Albright, Columbia Packing's attorney, told Board of Adjustment members they needn't bother.
Only issue before this board is for the non-conforming use. That has already been resolved.
The slaughterhouse was considered non-conforming because it was outside of zoning. City officials insisted on presenting their case against Columbia and its adverse impact on the environment and the neighborhood, one of the criteria for shutting it down. Neighbors Stanley Pounders and Irma Caesar came to testify.
A lot of times when I tried to rent houses in the past, people have said, you know, boy, what's that smell?
You couldn't hardly breathe sometimes, and you would hold your breath and it would make you sick. It was a horrible, horrible scent.
Both say the neighborhood smells much nicer since the slaughtering was stopped. Columbia's attorney noted that the city of Dallas never once issued a code violation to the company in that location on East 11th for 75 years. The company's slaughterhouse operated as a non-conforming use since 1965. Board of Adjustment member Samuel Gillespie told city attorneys he didn't get it. Why nothing until 2012?
An incredible head-scratcher for me. This has been going on for so long, and the neighbors have had to put up with it.
Assistant City Attorney Melissa Miles declined to comment on that, but did say the current pig blood investigation has turned up more blood-red water. She says they found it in older aerial photographs from a map company.
And this is more than a year before that search warrant was executed. Can you see the creek? Let me blow it up for you. Looks just like those other photographs.
Columbia's attorney Roger Albright says December's pig blood discharge was fixed quickly by the company and the issue shouldn't even have come up at the hearing.
It's for the city to grandstand. The city is trying to make up for 50 years of environmental racism. All of a sudden now the city's going to come rushing to the rescue of these folks. Like all of a sudden now they're finally important and they're going to do it on the back of Columbia.
Columbia is applying to the city for a new permit to operate as a meat processing plant, something allowed by current zoning. BJ Austin, KERA News.